Presumably some of these schools are a gangster's paradise. Teachers willing to work in Melbourne's most challenging schools will be offered incentive payments of up to 50 grand. Meredith Peace, Victorian President of the Australian Education Union. Meredith, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do we have our own versions of St Trinians, do we?
No, I don't think so. I think these incentive payments are being offered for hard-to-staff schools, where schools have struggled to attract. That's both our rural and regional schools, as well as some areas in our metropolitan and outer metropolitan areas. So I think it's a positive move to try and make sure that we have appropriately qualified teachers for all of our students in all of our public schools.
I understand if they don't want to go to the bush, but there must be a reason that they don't want to work at a school in metropolitan Melbourne.
Oh, look, I think there's a whole variety of reasons that people don't want to work in particular schools. It can be that they live in a particular area, they've got their own children in schools, and they don't want to relocate to another area across the other side of the city or into the outer parts of Melbourne. Workload is a significant problem as well.
But Meredith,
from our members.
Meredith, most of us would be under the impression that a teacher just can't pick and choose which school he wants to teach at, but he's allocated to a school by the education department. Isn't that the case?
No, it's not. We have what we call local selection in Victorian schools. So you're employed by the education department, but the school selects. And people choose whether they apply to particular schools when vacancies are advertised. So it is based on choice, and you can choose to work anywhere you like within the state. And when you do that, you have to apply for a job vacancy that is available.
Okay, well, it's given what you're describing as the case, then there are lots of people who'd happily take 50 grand to work in one of these schools.
Well, hopefully that is the case, because at the moment we have children in classrooms who perhaps don't, where a school is unable to get a teacher, so they might have relief teachers in covering classes, or it might be that they've got a qualified teacher who is teaching outside of their direct area of expertise. We want to make sure all children are able to be taught by an appropriately qualified teacher. And that teacher is part of that school community and that broader community and contributing to the learning of those kids. That's not the case in all of our schools, because some of our schools are struggling to attract people into those positions. So I think if these incentives work, they will be a positive move to make sure that all of our kids, wherever they go to school, can be confident that they have teachers who are qualified in the specific areas that they're teaching in.
Good on you, Meredith. Meredith Peace, Victorian President of the Australian Education Union. Meredith says there are no St Trinians in Victoria. Anyone who may disagree, 96900 693, if you say, oh no, there's St Trinians, all right.
Well, we hear every day reports of teachers being assaulted, don't we?
And Michaela, our own Michaela was a teacher. She said every school she worked at was in a low socioeconomic area with high unemployment levels. The parents didn't care. The kids didn't care. There was no consequences at home. And she says she wouldn't work at it again for an extra 50 grand. She said it wasn't worth it, given the extra hours and paperwork needed to report the naughty kids. And at lunchtime,
they smoke bong.
Yep, presumably they did.